And we're back with Brews and Reviews, talking about The Mandalorian. I'm Jake, we got Cole here, and...
Hey guys.
What?
He's back. We got Joel Bockel back in there, but Joel, I got some bad news for you today.
What?
You know that sometimes I come on when I'm talking about Star Wars, and it's like, how does Jake know this? He doesn't really know any lore.
Or anything.
I have some good... mostly anything about anything. Well, I had a secret weapon with me, Joel. You didn't know this. He's lean. He's mean. He's a big Star Wars knowing machine. His name is Dylan Eisenbarth. Welcome to the podcast, Dylan.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Hey, after
I don't know. I don't know about lean, but I'll take it.
You should probably just edit this out. You could have said hello there. Did a Star Wars reference with Obi-Wan, and you.
Yeah.
My bad.
I gave you one opportunity at one shot, and you missed it.
My bad.
Anyways, we're talking about The Mandalorian. Usually we do it week to week, but I just got married. Cole's a bitch. Joel's doing whatever he knows. And Dylan didn't know about this podcast until about 2 days ago.
Because we're so big.
We decided to talk about the last four episodes of The Mandalorian, what we think about them. So, I want to start with Joel.
Well, you want to start with me and what I thought about them?
Yeah,
right here, Joel. We can only go up from here. So, go on.
Wow.
I missed you.
I feel honored and pissed at the same time.
Yeah, it's called a backhanded compliment, dude. Look it up.
Yes,
anyways,
big time.
All
right,
go on.
Well, if we're jumping right into it, sure. I'm enjoying it quite a bit so far. Obviously, we'll get into spoilers a little bit later.
No, nope, this is not spoiler free. We're not talking about anything spoilers.
Not talking about anything spoilers?
We will.
What the hell?
We will.
I was going to say. Yeah, so this is all spoiler-free right now, but I'm actually thoroughly enjoying it overall. I don't feel like it's been a lot of filler up to this point so far. There's been a little bit. Don't get me wrong, there's a little bit, but it hasn't been a lot of filler. Okay, it's not like the Bad Batch has been. Okay,
well,
so,
we're not talking about the Bad Batch. Damn.
I know, I'm just saying, it's not like that. So, the one thing, I mean, there's some little things here and there, but overall, I'm enjoying it quite a bit. So,
can I go next?
Rolls up next.
So, yep. Two things. First of all, I don't understand the mechanics of how Grogu can jump so high when he seems to be going backwards. He's doing a gainer when he's jumping. That bothers me a little bit, not going to lie.
The Force can Skype people together. I don't know why that's a weird one for you.
No, it's different though. Because like when Obi-Wan jumps in the first episode, like he like did like a big like wind up and jump. Grogu does a gainer forwards when he jumps, but he doesn't wind up.
The question is, was it awesome?
Yes.
Answer yes. Okay, move on.
Bother me. Anyway, this season to me is definitely my favorite season by a long shot. To me, it's not even close as far as I love how they change the narrative form from we're just going from monster of the week. Like, hey, every single episode is going to end with Grogu and the Mando on a ship together, and you could totally miss that episode and not even know it. Like, if you didn't know that you didn't miss the episode, it'd be like, oh, they're still on the ship. Okay, what happens next? Now it's like they're telling a story. Like, you can't, like, it's all one cohesive story. Is it perfect? No. But, like, to me, this is what I was missing those first two seasons where I'm like, finally, they're just telling a story, and I don't feel like it's an old Western formula where they're like, oh, who's the bad guy you're going to shoot this week?
That's a really dumb opinion. Dylan, what do you think?
So far, I've thought it's been good. I don't know where I would rank it amongst the other two, but so far, I've thought it's been good.
No, hey, it's your first time. We're not ranking anything. Calm down.
Okay.
Focus on Justice.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Yes. No, we're good. I thought it's been good. I really like the stuff that they've pulled from, like, Clone Wars and things like that to add into it. And I've really enjoyed it. I can say that I could probably buy Grogu's flips a little bit more, just because they can force run. So I see it as kind of a variation of that.
School him, Dylan. Beat him down.
So far, I've liked it, and the Mythosaur was awesome.
Whoa.
Dude, spoilers.
Like,
well, spoilers, man.
Spoiler, that was like spoilers. Two episodes ago.
I'm sorry for the 25 people in the Cayman Islands. We're like top 10 podcast there, Dylan. My bad.
It's been up like 3 weeks. Oops.
Yeah, oops is right.
If you haven't seen it, you idiots. In all fairness, I just caught up with all four. I was two episodes behind.
That's my bad.
Now, I hate that I'm agreeing with all of you. I do like a little debate. I am enjoying this, but I am just to piggyback off what Cole said. He's like, because me and Cole, if you listen to our old podcast, which let's be honest, probably like 15 people did, but that's fine. Cole, I was always okay with The Mandalorian being a monster of the week because it was a bounty hunter show. It's like he has this next target. It's kind of like Red Dead Redemption, if you ever played that game, where you're a bounty hunter and you kind of just do your next thing. I kind of liked that it was that, but I do agree that I wanted something more. My issue is I do enjoy it, but I kind of feel like, especially because of episode 3, that I don't know if they know where they're going with it. That concerns me.
Okay, so like, episode 3, because Jake was the first person to rub this in my face. So I'm like, they should have longer episodes. He's like, they had a long episode and it sucked. Suck it, nerd. I'm like, okay, dude. Like, what I meant wasn't to pick the most boring character in all of this show and give him a 30-minute feature that was the most poorly executed thing of this entire series as far as they telegraphed the whole thing. It didn't really make any sense, and you could have showed it the exact same thing to me in 3 minutes, and I would have bought just as much. Like,
yeah, there's no reason. Dylan, before you guys jump in, it is funny because Cole, one of his biggest critiques of the first season, like, why are we getting more Mandalorian longer episodes? Like, why don't they give us more? And I always said, you shouldn't tell a long story unless you have a story to tell. If this is the story for that episode, you should keep it short. And then I see the timestamp on episode 3. I'm like, oh, Cole's going to be happy. And then I watch the episode. I'm like, Cole's not
going to
be happy.
No. No, but like,
I was laughing so hard.
For you Star Wars nerds, so if they would have taken the 30 minutes that they spent, I don't even know the guy's name still, and they would have like, okay, and they would have spent that on Mandalore, just roaming around Mandalore, like kind of like the extended edition of Lord of the Rings type stuff, would not that have been a way better use of time?
I agree. I agree that it could have been shortened by a lot. 100%. I still like the episode, but that entire thing of him, I think, could have been changed and for a different reason. I was telling Jake before when we were talking that I thought it was way too commercialized. It felt like an entire ad for Galaxy's Edge. Like, oh, look at our popsicles. Oh, look at our fizzy pop. Oh, look at these glasses you can buy next week. Like that's what it felt like, rather than focusing on, like Jake was just saying, a good story. It felt more like an ad than it did a story.
Well, I didn't see that, but here's what I will say. Those popsicles look like butt plugs. Can we just...
They did, and they looked just, really gross just... when he tried to eat it, dude. It looked so weird. It was so weird.
The animations on those popsicles was terrible.
Yes.
Like, she's terrible. It was like they're looking at it, and it's like, did anything happen? Like, because she comes up and she's like, it's melting. I'm like,
where?
Well, yeah. Where's the melt?
It's like if I took my hand right now and just pasted a damn popsicle on top of it and just put it up to my mouth, would be the same thing.
Honestly, oh, I didn't even see the popsicles. Gross. I zoned out for that part. Totally missed it.
Cole was like blacked out.
So, certain aspects.
I didn't mind it because. Oh, go ahead.
Okay, certain aspects of the Dr. Pershing arc, I think the story arc is necessary. I think it's going somewhere to explain what the whole reasoning for having, like, needing Grogu was. I don't think it had to be that long, don't get me wrong, but I think the story arc is necessary.
Maybe, here's my problem.
I agree with you.
It was very poorly executed.
Yes, poorly executed.
I brought you on here,
and I think that's leading into Gideon coming back, too, which is going to be interesting.
Well, it's obviously leading to Gideon coming back, because the girl on the park bench is like, or the guy was like, they're talking about Moff Gideon. Like, I heard he escaped. It's like, oh, Moff Gideon's coming back. Hey, let me show you how they like to eat these fake popsicles and then stay on a train and be like, hey, these robots are asking for tickets. Where are we going to go? To the back. And we're just going to keep going.
I think it was a failed attempt at trying to get us involved.
He was way too trusting. He is an idiot, but that's why he fell for the Empire. So,
Joel, you can be honest if you didn't fall for it immediately. I mean, we all saw it coming. I'm not going to feel bad if, like, hey, maybe this girl was rehabilitated. You know?
But
I guess we're getting into spoilers, kind of.
She wasn't even hot, either. I don't know why you fell for it. Like, I don't understand.
Does that guy look like any woman has ever said hello to him?
Yeah, I mean, I guess. That's fair.
But
that's fair.
Someone's like, I got you yellow biscuits. Oh, my God, I think I'm going to marry her.
But she didn't even act like she was nice. She was like, I stole biscuits. You're welcome. It's like...
Oh, you want to try them? Disney dropped a recipe for them the day after the episode. Like I said, too commercialized.
See, this is, and like we're talking about, like it's going to a good story. The first two seasons of The Mandalorian, I felt like they did have an overarching story as far as what was going on. Yeah, there was Monster of the Week, but I found that entertaining. And then we got to the end of the episode in season one, and the end episode in season two, and I felt like they all kind of wrapped up nicely. What I have a problem with is that I don't trust Disney worth a damn right now with Star Wars. And so where are we going with this? Probably somewhere stupid. We're like, hey, it's Palpatine. See, we planned it all along.
Well,
like,
I mean, yeah.
That's just going to piss me off.
I mean,
so,
I mean, we're after episode 6 right now. We're going to be tying into the sequels at least some way here. I think that's where it's leading with the whole cloning thing, you know.
It's going to absolutely go there, but I think it's going to branch off into other things. I think, because of the cloning research, it's going to have to get to Palpatine, but along the way, I think we're going to find out how Thrawn was made. I think we might see Starkiller show up. There's going to be a lot of really cool things coming off of the cloning, so that's why I'm not pissed at it, even if it eventually gets to Palpatine. We might even see Snoke get made and get more out of him and get an actual cool story of Snoke rather than the 3 minutes and a death we got of him in the two movies that he was in.
Again,
I mean,
I didn't care.
I don't know. I like
he was an the Snoke was an emperor ripoff. I was happy he just got.
He was literally a failed clone of him. Yes,
yeah.
Right. Like,
said later. They didn't say that.
Yeah,
now.
They didn't. Yeah, no, they didn't tell us anything.
No, I liked the character of Snoke before he was just killed off. Like a, huh?
The character of Snoke before he was killed off. Like, what was your favorite thing?
No, I he was intriguing. He was something what? That I thought was going to be somewhat different. I wasn't sure how. But I thought he was going to be somewhat different.
Yeah, scar on his face.
And his cheek was just gone.
Well, his giant floating head in the first movie was pretty cool. Like, he could have been built into something awesome, but they kind of just fumbled the ball like they did with the whole trilogy.
Exactly.
No, Last Jedi was
the trilogy was not cohesive at all. It wasn't planned out from the very beginning. It was thought out one episode to the next is all it was.
Yeah, and again, we can go into that, but we're focusing on Mandalorian. I am intrigued. Like, this is a show that I think we can all agree that tomorrow the new episode launches, I'll be watching it.
Of course.
They haven't done anything that, like, has made me mad. Episode 1 was definitely a recap. That was, like, because people...
Yeah, extended trailer, like you said, yeah.
Yeah, it's an extended trailer, but I understood why, because they did the stupid thing where, like, we're going to do major plot points in the Book of Boba Fett, which sucked. Like, hey, by the way, for an episode and a half, Boba is just gone, and we're just going to talk about Mandalorian, we're going to show Luke, we're going to do some fun stuff, because that's what the fans want. And this is what it comes back to, is I don't trust Disney what they're doing. Yes, Cole?
I still haven't seen the end of Book of Boba Fett, so I'm still a
little
lost.
Yeah, just don't bother with it.
The last episode's pretty cool. I don't know.
No, look up the YouTube video where he rides a Rancor and you can get hard for a second and then it's great. Like, it's fine for about 30 seconds.
Dude, the droid fights are so sick. Like, that last battle was pretty awesome. Like, you can't deny that.
Okay, I gave up at the biker at the biker part in Boba Fett.
That was rough.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. But also... Literally, the last battle, like Dylan Kipps telling, we argued about this. He's like, "It's really cool." I'm like, and I just wanted to say, I had Star Wars action figures when I was a kid, and this is what I would have done: be like, "There's a Rancor, Boba Fett's gonna ride it, put the action figure on top of him, and it's gonna lay waste to everyone." Now my parents.
And that is exactly why it's badass, because that came to life, Jake. Little 4-year-old Jake should be happy, okay? Quit complaining and just enjoy it.
I killed 4-year-old Jake. He's dead. Hey, welcome to 32-year-old Jake.
A Rancor ain't no Mythosaur, all right?
Yeah,
let's get into the spoilers. I think we can all agree that the first two seasons of The Mandalorian, you should definitely be intrigued with what's going on here. I think we can all agree to that, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Now let's get into some spoilers. Episode 2, The Mythosaur. Dylan, you gotta let me finish this because this is hilarious. So I text Dylan, and I was like, the Mythosaur is real. I thought that episode was really cool. Like Din Djarin was talking about how he's like, I have to go back to my religion because it's all I know. And also, like, everyone's just kind of splintered. He's like, this is what I know. I'm going to go back to it. And Bo-Katan's like, hell no. And Bo-Katan sees the Mythosaur. And I was like, I can't wait for Dylan to tell me about the Mythosaur. Like, I've heard about it. It's called a Mythosaur, for Christ's sake. It's a myth. Like, let's go. And Dylan's like, yeah, what she read on the plaque is all we know about it. I'm like, what? The one time I'm excited for your book knowledge and your nerddom, I'm like, I can't wait to hear about this. You gave me nothing.
It's all legends. There's literally nothing more to tell. I mean, they're said to have existed, and they hunted them all and killed them all, and now they're not there anymore, and only one person's ever ridden it, and that was Tar Vizsla, or whatever they said, Mandalore the Great.
More like Mandalore the Ultimate, which is now possibly Mandalore the Great, but
yeah. Yeah, and that one's weird, because he's legend, so we don't know what the hell he is now, if they're talking about him, or if they're talking about Tar, or what they mean.
Yeah, I'm guessing they're talking. I don't think they're talking about Tar Vizsla. If I had to guess, I don't think they are. I'm guessing they're talking about, like, basically making the Legends character Mandalore the Ultimate into now Mandalore the Great. If I had to guess.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how they play that out.
It's not me, but if there was somebody that didn't know who Mandalore the Great was, you should tell them now.
Mandalore the Great?
Yeah.
Who knows more about Mandalore the Great?
So Mandalore the Ultimate, he was basically just this fierce warrior. in The Mandalorian, they talked about Mandalore the Great riding or taming the Mythosaur and riding the Mythosaur. In Legends, it was Mandalore the Ultimate that tamed the Mythosaur and rode it and earned the respect of all Mandalorians and was the leader, ended up getting killed by Darth Revan, and Darth Revan wore his mask as the trophy. So that's where Darth Revan's mask comes from, is Mandalore the Ultimate. Now, in The Mandalorian now, they're talking about Mandalore the Great being the one who tamed and rode the Mythosaur. So it's almost like they're turning Mandalore the Great into Mandalore the Ultimate.
Okay.
Dylan, do you concur?
Yes, I do on that. The only thing is, he's 100% correct on that. And that's so what they're kind of doing with it, it seems like, is there's two ways to rule Mandalore, and that's with either the Mythosaur or the Darksaber. And that is really, I don't know, I like it, but it's kind of pitting Mandalorians against each other again, and it's weird. I thought they were getting away from that.
I don't know what to think of the whole thing. Like, I was not actually expecting Bo-Katan to even mention anything about it to the armor or anything.
So yeah, threw me for a loop. I was surprised because she was really seeming power hungry and like she wanted to keep that to herself.
Yeah. So I don't know what her actual intentions are with it. If she's like wanting to, obviously, I think she still wants to tame it and ride it. But I don't know if it's necessarily for a selfish reason anymore. It still might be, but I'm not 100% certain on that anymore.
I think it's still to rule Mandalore.
Right, but not necessarily for, like, just ruling sake kind of thing.
I'm still torn on that. That I don't know. What her motives are, I don't know. I just know that she wants the power, like she always has, and it just... What she was in Clone Wars, she kind of came to the back to the good side after she left Death Watch. But, like, I think her power-hungry Kree's family were the Mandalorians. Like, I don't know if that's left her yet. That's tough for me to think that she could fully turn from that. But I guess we'll see.
Right. Okay, Jake.
Thank you.
When did I become moderator?
I thought Cole was going to call me in, but he was just sitting there. I do have a question for both you boys. What's about this season so far the most is Bo-Katan's character development. Because, again, you think that, like, when she talked to Din and it was like, hey, did you see anything down there after she saw the Mythosaur the next episode? She's like, no, it's like, oh, she's going to be real sneaky. The weird thing I have, like, I want a couple answers, and I hope that either one or both of you can answer them. She won the Darksaber. She had the Darksaber when she rescued Din Djarin.
Yep.
And for those of you who don't know what that is, that's the Mandalorian. I like to call them by their real names because they're people. Okay.
That's debatable. I don't know if he is the Mandalorian.
No, but she had the Darksaber and had an amazing, an amazing fight scene with this weird random alien dude, but it was still awesome.
Dude, that serial killer alien?
Yeah.
Yeah, the general.
I don't even need a backstory.
Dude, that thing was sweet. Was awesome. I want to know more about him.
No, no one's mad about that. I'm like, that was awesome.
Yeah, it was.
Bo-Katan, I think it was for, like, Joel, you brought up, like, self, like, I think both of you did. Selfish reasons. I think so, but then when she kept, like, when she was welcomed into this clan, I feel like her attitude kind of changed. Like, you see her leadership skills. You see why, like it feels like she's doing it for something a little bit more than herself right now. From what I just saw after episode 4, like, when they had to hunt on the dragon, she, like, I feel like she thought she was part of a family now. And I think that changed her perspective and what she was going for before, and I think she's growing as a character, which I really love in this season, for when I, how am I perceiving it. Yes, Cole?
So, one of the things about storytelling, because again, you guys can go off with all your nerdiness, I just focus on how the story is told, is...
Cole, you're a nerd too, shut up.
I don't know about Mandalore, the ultimate great, so...
I didn't even know it existed until they just told me that they had two different names, so yeah, go on.
But, like, that's, like, it's a... It doesn't mean that she's still not selfish or she still won't turn that way, so... Like, that sets up a lot of, like, inner struggle when, like, she's going to have a choice coming up, like, in the next episode where she can help whoever out or she can, like, make a play that's going to, like, give her a lot more power and you're going to be able to see that internal struggle because you've been seeing her change. So it's not like she's not necessarily selfish, but, like, it's setting up that, like, she's going to have a lot more inner turmoil when those decisions come now.
Yeah, because for me, it's not a question on whether or not she's going to try to tame the Mythosaur. It's her intentions with it. Like, is she doing it solely just so she can be,
is
like,
she doing it strictly because...
Yeah, is she doing it to actually try to unite Mandalore and, like, the people?
I don't know, but so, the fact that she told... I'm sorry, Dylan. You can go.
Go ahead, you can go.
No, I, like, the way, like, you guys, like, oh, she kind of confessed... I think that was weighing on her. I think she wanted to keep it in for selfish reasons, and now she's, like, kind of letting it out because she's like, is this possible? Like, is it possible?
I think that was a pure confession, though.
How so?
Because I think she chose the Armorer to confide in because she used to be in Death Watch. Death Watch broke up when Maul took over Mandalore into the Mandalorians. And the Armorer is still wearing...
Did they actually call him that?
Yep. They were the Mandalorians. Yeah. And they had horns on their helmet, and she still has the horns. So she used to be part of Death Watch, just like Bo. So I think that was a, I kind of trust you, so I can say something. It's not a, oh, I'm saying this because it's weighing on me. It's, how can we plan this?
See, like, I know what you're saying. That's, like, the whole theory there. Like, I agree with the theory, but that's not confirmed yet.
No, but that's how I'm kind of seeing it. That's why and on the other hand, I do see it from Jake, too, and how she kind of seemed to be kind of going back into the way and falling more into the Mandalorian way and kind of feeling that sense of community. That's why I'm kind of torn, because I see both sides of it, and I don't know where it's going to go.
And that's what I love about this story arc.
Yeah.
And this character.
Yeah, you love it for now until at the end it's like, it was Palpatine all along. That's what happened with the mask. Yes.
No, but.
And then it ruins everything.
I would.
Oh, yeah, by the way, it was also clone. Ha ha ha.
Hey, at least I'm enjoying it now. Clones were actually clones. They're actually clones of Din Djarin. We took them as a baby. The Kamino.
But you couldn't get that, like, development of Bo-Katan if you didn't, like, if you were doing this and, like, she would just show up in one episode and then she would show up seven episodes later and everything you tied up in that single episode. Like, if they didn't change the narrative form, you couldn't have this whole thing with Bo-Katan and Din Djarin.
I agree with that. I also agree, like, again, you guys haven't answered the question. She had the Darksaber in her hand. That was her big thing in season two.
But you have to, don't you have to kill the Mandalorian to get it?
Huh?
You can't just take it.
Don't you have to kill it? You have to win it in battle.
Okay,
win it. Well, she did. She killed the alien. And Din Djarin was completely helpless.
The alien didn't actually have possession of it. It was just laying on the ground.
Yeah, because, like, who picks this up and's like, oh, it's become a sword? Like, he's an alien. He's been living underground.
But he captured Din. He didn't defeat him.
But he never actually had it either, did he? I can't remember. Did he grab it and throw it?
Yeah, he did. He picked it up and threw it up on the table. No, yeah.
But there's a whole thing where, like, when he uses it, it weighs down because he doesn't know what he wants. And when Bo-Katan was using
it, he doesn't know how to turn the force.
No, Bo-Katan was using that pretty smoothly. So I think she has. I don't know. I mean, I'm excited for Bo-Katan though. Like, Bo-Katan is the biggest character that has come out of this season. Where I'm like,
I'm so blown away how well Katie Sackhoff matches her character from the animation to this. Like, yeah, she looks so well.
Dylan, most people do not care about the animation. They're for children. Grow up, Peter.
Whoa, man. Whoa, them smiting words.
We're all sitting here talking about Star Wars, and you're going to tell me to grow up, Jake? Come on now. Read the room.
How about you read the room? Who beat you in a lightsaber battle, Dylan? Me or you?
I would like you to prove it, Jake, because I have video evidence that did not happen.
No, that was one out of the best of three. I was already up 2-0.
I would like to see the video evidence of the other two then, Jake.
Do not make me call Evan Gaddy. He saw it all.
Memory doesn't sit well over time. Video doesn't lie.
That was one battle. You disarmed me. I'll give you. You got me on that. How did you lose to me?
One battle, you take the average, and how bad that one was. Like, I mean, yeah, I won.
Okay. We're going to have a rematch. And I'll take Cola as my second.
That's a bad move.
No, Joel, as soon as I swing the lightsaber and I actually look like I'm going to beat him in the face, he's going to be like, fuck. He's gonna drop his lights and I'm like, I'm gone. This guy's gonna kill me.
I'm outie.
So, anything else we want to talk about? I mean, we can talk about season three. I think we kind of touched on that, or episode three, excuse me. Way too long to get the point across. Like, I still think
it's setting up for Thrawn in this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can say that, but that hasn't happened, so I can only go on the episode by what it did.
Oh, yeah, Ahsoka's coming up. They have Purgle in the freaking hyperspace. Like, yeah, he's not coming. Definitely not.
Yeah, Purgle or Ahsoka's coming up. I mean, and this fleet was way too big to be Moff Gideon.
Yeah. No.
Have we forgot about the pirates?
That was sweet. They were pretty cool.
We got some the pirates out here in the Mandalorian, guys.
And we're getting some awesome at Naboo N1 Starfighter fight scenes.
No, like, it's a terrible ship for a bounty hunter. I get it, it's fast.
He's not even acting as a bounty hunter.
He's not a bounty hunter anymore, Jake. He hasn't been one in 2 years. Get over it.
he has a little bit. He dipped his toe back in that pool like John Wick.
No, not since the end of the last season, and that's been 2 years. So he's not a bounty hunter anymore.
Okay, let me ask you a better question. Is Grogu... I don't think he is. That's unsafe.
Is Grogu what?
He's just sitting back there. Not safe. Not buckled up.
He's in a bubble.
The Force holds him in, Jake.
No, I think the N1 Starfighter is awesome, but I told you this, Dylan. I said, it doesn't make sense, because I think he's going to dip back into the bounty hunting pool. I think the Mandalorian will eventually get, like, they kind of set that up in episode one.
Yeah. I don't think so. I think they're going to be fighting Thrawn, and he's going to be too busy doing that.
I just want to call attention to episode one when Grogu was spinning the chair with the Force, and I literally laughed out loud because
yes.
Just like, sitting on the chair.
You, how the, you know Grogu is like 50 years old, right?
Yeah, but when you have toddlers that act exactly like him, it's like, I relate so much to this guy.
like if you had the Force, you'd be like, you had a spinning chair, like.
But no, kind of going back to, is he a bounty hunter, isn't he a bounty hunter? I honestly think that the whole destruction of the Razor Crest and going into the Naboo N1 Starfighter was his progression from bounty hunter to now we're serving a different purpose in the storyline.
Acolyte.
Okay.
Semantics.
But no, I think that was signifying a greater progression there.
Well, when I'm forgetting the character's name, and I hate it when I do this, why I haven't brought it up yet. I hate to say the black guy.
Lando.
In episode one.
Brief Cargo.
Brief Cargo, yeah.
Thank you. God, now I'm racist.
That's
like
the
Joel.
Second time we've done that.
I forget his name because he's awesome, but I'm like, I don't remember your name. But he was like, you want to be the sheriff? I don't think they would have showed that for nothing.
Dude, I just found out last week that that's Apollo Creed, and I felt like an idiot.
What?
I said I just realized last week that that was Apollo Creed, and I felt like an idiot.
But, hold on,
no. for the listeners in the Cayman Islands, I put my hand against my face in shame. How do you not? What, it just took you three seasons to figure out?
Dude, he was old, okay? I'm sorry. I think of Apollo Creed in his prime, not as an old man that is still awesome, but not in his prime.
And has little droids. Like
never meet
kid.
Your heroes.
Oh, like, being a sheriff is not being a bounty hunter. There's a difference. Big time.
The only reason
sheriffs
have to be a
sheriff. Sheriffs definitely have bounties.
The only reason
one's
to be
offense,
a sheriff
one's
is
defense.
Because
it's not the same.
I don't remember her name, Gina Carano or whatever it is.
Cara Dune?
Yeah.
I love that they didn't kill her. It's an opportunity to bring her back if they ever quit being crazy.
Yeah, but yeah. She's anti-vax, so they kicked her off.
Yeah, that and Hitler's references.
Oh, I didn't see the Hitler.
Whatever
references.
You said. Yeah, that's what it was. That, they were just saying, yeah, that was dumb. It was
Hey, Dylan, first rule of podcasting. If you're going to name drop Hitler, you better be able to know how to finish that sentence besides leaving a pause in between. Hitler.
No, I said Hitler reference. All right, thank you very much. Because that's,
yeah,
what, that's what
you
said.
You waited like 2 seconds. In this,
I was
in
thinking
this
for the why. I was looking for the word, all right? My bad.
Guys, listen to this podcast.
Think of the word before you speak.
Should Dylan be canceled for that comment?
I mean...
If I got fired, I'd at least get a couple weeks off of work. That'd be nice.
This is your first time.
Joel didn't get canceled for our Ewok podcast, so.
Yeah, Ewoks, how they're so amazing. You can throw pebbles at Imperial Stormtroopers. You're like, oh, no, I'm defeated.
Yeah, now who's hating on Ewoks?
I do hate on Ewoks, not because Ewoks are bad characters. It's the fact that they should have got owned by Imperial Stormtroopers. It was bad.
Jake wants to take away working jobs from midgets, that's all.
One of them did it, and it was like, it was like that Cinderella thing. It was like, gus, 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 gus. Like, you're trying to shake the guy, and like, we're supposed to feel bad. I'm like, dude, it's like if I shot my teddy bear in the chest. Like, I'm not gonna feel that bad about it.
What did your teddy bear ever do to you?
Yeah,
it wasn't my teddy bear. It was my Furby who woke up at night one time and started talking. And I was like,
you're not supposed to give
it
water after midnight, Jesus.
I didn't never. It's probably pissed because I never gave it water ever. I didn't know you were supposed to feed water. It did not say that in the instructions. College graduate Furby, very literal and very scary. Do not get anyone a Furby. If they ever come back like, hey, we're going to bring back Furbies, do not buy your kid a Furby. Okay? It will terrify you forever.
Also, I have a question for Star Wars nerds.
Okay, I'm here. I'm just kidding.
Why did the Mandalorians set up camp, like, literally by some of the most dangerous creatures ever? Like, they have something that comes out of the water that eats their children. They have a big dinosaur thing that also eats their children.
Because it's what makes real men. That's why.
I didn't think about that. The dragon is like, yeah, they've taken our younglings before. Just move.
Why are you still there? No, that's literally why, so that they can make them stronger. It's part of the Mandalorian warrior way.
Died though, except for the last one.
But why didn't they kill it the last time?
And the ones that survived are stronger, so.
No, but they're like.
They said that they couldn't find the nest last time. It did the exact same thing that did that time. They just didn't have Bo-Katan's ship.
No, they said when they got close, it killed the kid. They're like, so we can't get too close and make noise.
Is that what they said?
Well, obviously they got too close one time and it burped the kid.
Yeah. They're like, if you make noise, we need to turn it off because. You get too close, it'll kill the kid. It's done it before. I was like, oh. So it killed your kids before. You got close enough to know that it heard you, but you just let it live?
I thought they were saying that they had never gotten even close to the nest because they, like, always ran out of fuel in the jetpacks.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is what they said, but then they also said that, and that is weird. That don't make much sense.
No, it doesn't. And also, like, again, we follow it, and we can't get back to his nest because we don't, like, the jetpack fuel. Again, move.
No, but like also you think
it's
like
probably the only cave, alright?
We have like all these Mandalorians that what they do is like kill things and shit. And they never cleared out the lake right in front of them to find the monster at the bottom.
No, because the monster needs to kill the other monster. There's always a bigger fish.
They just don't want it. They're an old school parent, like just sick and tired of dealing with younglings. And as soon as they baptize them, they're foundlings. Way, they're like, "All right, right here, come on, go kill this kid." And then Din Djarin shows up. He's like, "Damn it!"
there'd be too many Mandalorians.
Well, I mean, they've always kind of done that though, because that is that. I mean, that lake and that monster are both symbolic of the Mythosaur in the Mines of Mandalore. I mean, that has always been the lair of the Mythosaur, and they always bathed in the Mines of Mandalore to become a Mandalorian. So, I mean, it's just a part of their culture.
That doesn't mean that part of their culture is not stupid.
Hey, I didn't say it wasn't. I just said that's what they do, man. They're warriors. Now, I didn't say they were thinkers.
So, like...
warriors should have a little bit of intelligence.
Nobody called them philosophers, man. It's all good.
This is the way, all right?
This is the way.
This is they should abbreviate that. This is the dumb way.
This the way.
This the way. We stay right by Monster. Monster, don't come catch us.
Wait.
We string at Monster.
Does,
absolutely right.
Does the Mythosaur, like, would that eat you?
I mean, it could. I don't know if it would.
If you were going to go bathe in the living water, would it, like, eat some people? Was that a thing?
Oh, yeah, it could. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it just depends, yeah.
They were seeing
how would you know? You guys
creatures.
Told me that Slack is the only thing we know about.
I mean, if you had to hunt them down, I mean, I would assume that they would, and they're that large. Like, hell, they could sneeze and accidentally suck you in. Like, I mean...
Yeah, how would you know that? You don't know anything about the Mythosaur, is what you told me.
Bro, did you see how big that eyeball was when she went past it?
Eyeballs make nothing.
Okay, so his eye is the size of her, but the rest of him's like 3 feet tall.
All I'm going to say is that a new sexual reference that I'm going to start right here is taming the Mythosaur. Should be a joke for masturbation, I'm just saying. I'm going to tame the Mythosaur. It's starting here first, guys. I'm Bruce and Review.
I don't know that trying. I want to be responsible for
why?
That.
Why? Is that because you haven't seen the Thousand Years?
I don't want to be affiliated with this anymore.
and now it's happening. I'm getting a call from my boss, which could only mean one bad thing.
Oh, that's Richard. Tell him to go away.
Well, I'm going to call him back when this is done. I'm not worried about it. Like, you can't call me at 9 p.m. So, I'm going to go tame my Mythosaur.
He's just bummed he's not on the podcast, that's all.
I like Star Wars, too. Yeah, the old school Star Wars. The original trilogy, which may or may not be the best trilogy of all time. Who cares? We got Last Jedi. We got Force Awakens. We got The Rise of Skywalker. That was amazing. Just kidding. Anyways, I think we're into the rating system now. unless you guys have something more you want to talk about these episodes.
I think I'm good.
Yeah, I'm doing okay.
Yeah, I'm good.
I'm not good. So, here's the deal. In episode one, on the 45-second mark...
I guess since I
had to go last when we started, I'll go first now. I will give the first four episodes, and I hope we can do this every week, guys, and stay more consistent with this show. If you can't, I'll do it by myself in front of a mirror. It's going to be fine. Mandalorian Season 3, I give it a 6.8 out of 10 so far. Dylan, we'll go with you next.
Yeah, I mean, you're in the ballpark.
Yeah, no shit. I started this podcast. You think I'm going to be wrong about my rating?
I think I'd give it about a 7.2 so far.
I guess, yeah, you're right in my ballpark. Perfect.
But I would say the other two seasons are both above an 8. So...
Well, you should listen to our last podcast, Dylan. You're a part of it. You should probably be one of our listens, one of the 25. You could be 26, dude. Think about it.
Yeah.
Really bump those numbers up.
And I guess I'm probably the opposite of you guys, because I'm going to give this 7.9.
Whoa.
I like it better.
I didn't think you were going to give it over a 7. I'm actually shocked to give it
7.9. I like the fact, like I said, they changed the form of the story. I'm learning more about Mandalorians than I did for the most part in the other episodes because they were constantly going on these side quests. So this is a lot more just like Mandalorian stuff, which I'm like, I don't know that much. Like, I didn't watch the Clone Wars. I don't watch Mandalore, the ultimate great guy. I don't know all that. So I'm like, hey, I'm like figuring a lot of this stuff out, and this is really cool. And like, to me, like the story, how it's being told makes sense. Episode 3, they had the one little part that I wish it would have executed better. But overall, like, to me...
The one little part? It was the longest episode of Mandalorian history.
It was a small part.
Small. Real small.
Anyway, like, for me, like, now I'm looking more forward to, like, the next episodes because they've actually set stuff up in the previous episodes. So I'm like, oh, I wonder what's going to happen with Bo-Katan. I'm not like, okay, here they are on a ship. I bet they're going to Tatooine again.
To be heartbroken, dude. I'm just going to tell you, I've seen Game of Thrones all the way through. Like, when they have great character arc, you think they know what they're doing, they're going to tear your heart out. And me, I'm going to be like, yeah, it's a solid 6. You're going to be like, this is the one, and I hate it. They set everything up great, and now it's ruined. Enjoy that, but I respect your rating. Joel, what do you got?
All right, I'm more with Cole on this one. I'm going to go 8. I'm a solid 8 right now, and that is subject to change with what they do. With everything,
Nope. It's the entire season. Is 8.
Yeah, right.
Once you rank it, it doesn't matter. It does not matter what happens.
No, clipping this.
No, I mean, you take out, you shorten the whole Dr. Pershing thing and really condense that and make it just what it needed to be, it'd be a solid 8.5.
So Mandalorian should probably keep it in the pocket and not do long episodes. This is what we learned. Cole begged for it, finally got one, and it sucked.
Okay, no.
Like,
okay, there's so many other ways to do a long episode.
Oh, yeah.
The fact that it was long isn't what ruined it. Wow, impressive, Joel.
Do you have a Bo-Katan mask?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, dude.
The Night Owl.
I think he's telling us he's getting. I think he's thinking about a sex change, guys.
I'm changing sides, guys.
Well, at least we can make our podcast more diverse. We're just four white dudes. At least we have three white dudes and a woman.
I do have to say, though, as a Clone Wars fan, seeing the city of Mandalore was just as cool as seeing the Mythosaur.
Oh, it was absolutely phenomenal. I loved that.
Yeah. Seeing it in live action, even in its deterioration, it was so beautiful, dude. It was sweet.
But just think if they would have taken another few minutes to actually, like, gone into it, like, more.
Show more of it, I would have really enjoyed that.
Well, hey,
like, I would have, and I don't even know what it was supposed to look like. But I was like, oh, this is cool, like, Mandalore.
Hey, yeah, no.
You can quote me on this. They're going back this season.
Oh, I agree on that. I bet you they are too.
There's no way they don't just give us that tease.
I think it's going to be the whole Mandalorian cult, and they're all going to jetpack down. It's going to be a sick scene. I can't wait.
God, you have such low standards for shows. If every Mandalorian just jetpacks down, you're the guy. This is why you
like that's literally the Mandalorian city. He's jetpacking all over the place. It's just like the city's alive again, Jake.
No, you know what? It's going to be a bunch of General Grievous looking guys coming out of the ground.
Dude, if that guy's got more friends, that'd be cool. I mean,
if you got my friends, I'd party.
Well, I like to apologize to our Cayman Island friends being the top 10 podcast of all time there. Maybe. I don't know. I haven't looked at the facts lately. But we will try to do this weekly. And the episode's tomorrow. You guys better all watch it. I won't.
I will. You guys can.
I might.
Watch this and you off work.
So, anything else?
Yeah, I think we're good.
All right. Bruising Review signing out.